This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. J.B. Phillips was a Bible scholar, Anglican priest and translator. He published an excellent book quite a few years ago, 1961 actually, when it first came out. It was a big hit, read by many people, and he called it Your God is Too Small. It was quite an intriguing statement, actually. How big is God? Well, this book that is still worth reading today was written for Christian believers and skeptics, and only a small book. In 1961, the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin returned from the first manned space flight. Well, the Soviet leader of the time, Nikita Khrushchev, used the event to promote the Russian policy of intolerance of religion. Why should you clutch at God, he asked. Here is Gagarin, he used to say, who flew into space, but he didn't see God. There was no God there. And the Russian premier scoffed back then at the idea of God, or if he was up there in the sky somewhere. Gagarin never bumped into God. Well, in his introduction in this marvellous book, Phillips says the trouble with many people today is that they've not found a God big enough for their current needs. While their experience of life has grown in a score of directions, their ideas of God have remained largely static. There it is, a quote from J.B. Phillips. The book is called Your God is Too Small. And I think he hits the nail on the head when he writes this in the introduction. If it's true that there is someone in charge of the whole mystery of life and death, we can hardly expect to escape a sense of futility and frustration until we begin to see what he is like and what his purposes are. It's a big question, isn't it? Why is it that we're so excited today about new technology, new things happening, but we're not willing to keep an up-to-date view about God? It's almost like saying, well, look, I don't care too much. This stuff about God is old-fashioned or it's stuck in the past. It's best left to old people who like going to church. But I don't think that's really a satisfactory way of dealing with a God who loves you and me and the divine being who wants to share your life on a day-to-day basis. Because too often we somehow think that God is as big as the church down the road. Or is he in that church asleep on the pews? Does he welcome us if we attend church? Maybe that's where God is. No, your God's too small if you think he belongs only in a church building down the street. Actually, I think that's pretty much an insult because God is greater, far bigger than that. It's a way that a little child might think if he or she hasn't been told differently. Well, today and tomorrow, I want to continue this fascinating idea that J.B. Phillips explains in this book, Your God is Too Small. He has a very interesting way of describing how some people see God is. So let me just look at a few of them today and again tomorrow. The first thing he says is that some people see God as the resident policeman. Some of us seem to know God primarily as the source of scolding or going crook on us or guilt, a divine being who's out to get us with punishment, with all those rules that you've got to follow to make you feel guilty. And I'm sure it's a mental image that many people have. It's to do with our conscience. Now, of course, I'm not deriding the conscience. We've got to have an active conscience. But, you know, that's not everything, because God is bigger than our conscience. The Bible says in 1 John 3, verse 20, God is greater than our hearts. He knows everything, because your conscience may be right or wrong. Another version of 1 John 3:20 says, even if we don't feel at ease, God is greater than our feelings, and he knows everything. So there it is, God knows you better than you know yourself. A troubled conscience may be a good sign, a sign that there is something wrong. But then again, it can be a bad thing. But it's not an infallible thing. The Bible never says, let your conscience be your guide or to your own heart be true. We hear these sayings, but God is not a highway patrolman or a policeman out to stop you, because he can overrule your feelings or that conscience. And let me take it a bit further again tomorrow. Thank you, dear Lord. We just want to see God as he really is, lifted up in our lives. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.